So Flipke in front here, you have to think of him as a walking migraine attack. When people have a solution, then he'll turn it into a problem. And Michael is about all about data analysis, and he used to be a data journalist, and he's more the analyst of this data. So I wonder if what this Gio Infernale is going to present to us now. So give them a large round of applause, please.
Yeah, vielen Dank.
Thank you. The title, as you can see, is "We Know Where Your Car Is Parked." Where do cars park? In parking lots. You hope, because or else you're going to get sued. The press isn't entirely sure what this talk is going to be about. T-Online wrote WV. So I thought we'd clarify who this is about. It's about the Volkswagen AG, a publicly traded company. VW is their core brand, but there are other brands in this group. The Volkswagen AG is owned in 43% by the Porsche AG. There are other holdings by the federal state of Lower Saxony and by Qatar. And the logos of these companies represent the brands that are affected. Why are several brands affected? It's because these brands share a car or vehicle platform. Not all of you might be familiar with cars. Vehicle platforms are all the electronics that are inside a car, and developing those is pretty expensive. And that's why it's done once, and then the different brands have different models that are all based on the same principle, on the same vehicle platform. And in this talk, we'll be talking about the modular electric engine platform. The modular electronics experimenting kit. This platform is called MEB, is the ID series, ID3, ID5, ID7 by Volkswagen, Skoda Enyaq, Audi e-tron, Cupra cars by Seat. So we'll be talking about EVs. EVs imply software. What can go wrong? I've done a field experiment with one of these cars in the winter. Unfortunately, that didn't work so well. We needed to get roadside assistance. Then this tow truck needed its own tow truck. And as if software wasn't difficult enough, we'll increase the difficulty level by going online or going on the information highway. And like any modern car platform, this MEB is online as well. And at least since 2018, cars have been always online due to the eCall regulation by the European Union, which is a system that automatically calls for help in the case of an accident or a crash. And when you read the article, the Wikipedia article about eCall, then some clouds draw up on the horizon when it's in the section about privacy due to fears that additional services might turn cars into a kind of pay-to-win thing. And this is exactly what this talk is going to be about, not eCall, but the connectivity services inside these cars, especially their backends. Our source is a hacker who looked at these in more detail. And to find out how this must have happened in our source, we're going to start a little data journey. Before we can set off, we need navigation. Today we're going to be using Subfinder for it. It's a standard tool that allows you to find subdomains for a top-level domain or for a certain domain. This is using the example of ccc.de. It uses databases on certificate transparency and so on. So each time you order a certificate from, for example, Let's Encrypt, then it also ends up in these databases and inside this tool. So the first learning from this talk is that everything you write into the DNS is not secret, at least if you want a certificate for it. So now we've first started navigation, we've reached our destination, and then we're going to do a little control drive. In the internet jargon, it's called directory enumeration, because our server won't tell us which directories exist on it, because that would be a vulnerability. But using GoBuster on the CCC domain, it takes a word list and then it checks if these directories exist. And then something springs into our face, Spring. Spring is an open source Java framework to develop web applications. It's being developed by VMware, known of the virtualization solution of the same name. The Spring framework is industry standard in Java enterprise hell, which does not mean that it's good. As usual for Java projects, there are lots of design patterns, almost a million lines of code, and a few problem factories. And due to a misconfiguration, which has to be turned off, Volkswagen was affected by that. In particular, this is the actuator, which is an API endpoint, which can be called in the browser using HTTP without a password in the case of Volkswagen. And it's meant for introspection and management of your web application. So introspection is monitoring performance metrics, but also heap dumps. What are heap dumps? Heap dumps will return to our car metaphor. Are like a large pile of junk. There's a lot of trash, stuff that you can no longer use, but some of it might still be useful. Because we're in cyberspace, we can't ask the Ludolf family, who are famous for their junkyards. We're going to be using Visual VM. Because these heap dumps contain meta information, you're able to turn it into this structured visualization, you know, the object types, and we're faced with these AWS credentials. Am I online already? Am I in already? So to sum up, we have these basic scripts that we used. We went on a data journey. we found this pile of junk, and inside that pile of junk we found some keys, and on the way we were there was this person going the wrong way called Volkswagen. What? How are they defending themselves? They're saying that the access to the data happened in a very complex, multi-layered process.
Aber vielleicht meint VW da auch was ganz anderes.
But maybe Volkswagen means something completely different. So let's increase the difficulty. Let's get the big dumps, big guns. Strings is not is a fantastic hacker tool. These are the illegal hacker tools. It prints ASCII strings that are can be found in, for example, these heap dumps, and we. Turns up this client ID and client secret. Weird. These are known from web technology, for example, OAuth. And Volkswagen has its own identity provider, which manages user data and allows users to, for example, log into the app or other services. But it's weird because this backend is for users, is not meant for users, it's not accessible to users. Instead, it's used for a token exchange. And it turns out that you could take an arbitrary user ID to generate a JWT token, which is an auth token without a password, and that's useful. You can give it a user ID and suddenly you are that user. We can't pilot cars remotely with this, unfortunately, or fortunately maybe, but we can authenticate against an API from this identity provider and access user data. We can ask it, who are we? Or to as the CEO of financials, Volkswagen Financial Services said, we know everything about the car and a lot about the customers.
Christian Dahlheimer said that in front of the car press, car media. So let's have a look at the data. The automobile data retention is split into three pillars. You have user data, with name, email, telephone, for example, phone number or addresses, dealers, etc. Enrollment data, this is the vehicle identification number, model, year, user ID, and so on and so. And the EV data. And the EV data is odometer, battery temperature, battery status, charging status, warning light data, and what the dashboard says. Let's have a look at the remote enrollment data. So these are the car models. Oh, so the back rows, maybe not. These are very many different models from affected. So these are the cars from electric and non-electric cars that are in the data. Volkswagen has a huge portion of that, 60% with their core brand. Let's have a look at the deeper look at it. We have a digitalization quota rate. Digitalization rate means that people who have decided to enroll their car, that's like for EVs, it's 73%, like much higher than for non-EVs. So it might have changed, or we have interpreted the data in the wrong manner. So let's have a look at what we know for sure, EV data. We have in the heap dumps and API endpoints, we found information that points to the assumption that the data come from a larger data pool. It means that the data was always generated at midnight, so in the AWS time. So if you have it was uploaded from a MongoDB into the AWS cloud, and the data is referring to the last 24 hours. One statement from Volkswagen, this confirms that charging behavior and charging charging behavior from customers are used to improve the data, the battery and the software. So where do we have so we had a look at Volkswagen. They have the fleet interface, and they're using they know everything from like kilometer, like odometer and filling status and everything. So it already exists. You don't have to retrofit it. What cars? Well, all of them, and even non-electrical ones. So that's what they advertise. So what do we know? The EV data from the from VW, Volkswagen. Let's have the warning lights, for example. You have lots of pressure in the front left. The rear right has lost a lot of pressure. Volkswagen could use this as feedback, so they can't use the spatial recognition of the users, but they could build smaller cars, for example.
One very interesting message was high voltage battery, risk of fire, pull over safely ASAP and call emergency services. This emergency notification appears 45 times in the data set, but it only applies to 14 unique vehicles. Turns out keeping driving is a solution. There were people who received this message several times over several days. So did those cars actually burn? Let's look at the battery temperatures. We see it's cold in the winter and warm in the summer, but there's not a lot of exciting things happened otherwise. But we looked a bit further and we noticed that these events always happened during charging, where the battery is under the highest load. So let's look at loading or charging behavior. Turns out Germans charge their cars the way they like to drive them, manually. So maybe you could convince them with a shift stick charger. There are two flavors for charging EVs. In 39% of cases. The car itself isn't sure. To be fair, we don't know what invalid means here. But looking at charging behavior, we can see that it peaks in 10% steps, which speaks to the fact that people are using these charging set points, and there's a drop after 80%, which indicates that people are treating their batteries carefully. Then looking at user data, we're only going to look at it superficially because it's pretty sensitive data, but there are 17% custom mail domains, which speaks to the possibility that EV drivers are very tech savvy. And then there's this dilemma as a hacker. Will you shut up or are you trying responsible disclosure? The hacker decided to call the CCC. They said, hey, Volkswagen, turn off, turn it off. You know all about, turning things off remotely. Shut off mechanisms, yeah. And of course, well, no, we did a professional disclosure process, and they reacted. Volkswagen, you have to give them credit, reacted well to that. We were speaking to their technicians and not their lawyers, and we hope that it continues that way after this talk. This is satirizing a leaked paper by the FDP party. How did this happen? We start. There were, first, it was a commish, then a push, then CICD, and then it was the start of the open field discovery. Is all well that ends well? Well, no. There are some details. They were collecting far too much data. If you want to evaluate battery safety, then you don't need. You don't need location data. And secondly, they rotated the credentials, but they did not invalidate them. But is all well now? Well, they invalidated these credentials afterwards, and they said there are no sensitive, no sensitive information was affected. Well, we haven't talked about movement data yet. Let's ask data journalist Michael Kreil.
Hello.
I'm here to ruin the fun.
Kurze Zusammenfassung, also die folgenden Daten waren
quick summary. The data was unprotected and was sent to us. We got 15 million enrollment data, over 600,000 user data, user ID, name, email, birth date, mobile phone number, address, and 9.5 terabytes event data as JSON, including geodates, geocoordinates. Here's a screenshot. These are the JSON files. Car. For the last 24 hours, there's an entry, a lot of metadata about battery, and because you want to improve the battery management, but there's also a climatization event. So turning on the climate, the AC, ignition event data, where when the motor was started, the charging event data when it was charged. But with all these, all this data, we can do a couple more analysis about the affected cars. 807,357 cars. So you can see the distribution here. So it's about 340,000 cars with the cars that where the geocoordinates were cut off about by about 10 kilometers exact. Well, but with 470,000 cars on Volkswagen on Seat, you have exact geocoordinates on 10 centimeters exact. So the TNCs of Volkswagen says in paragraph 8, they says, we say, it explicitly says that the GPS data is shortened. And we are shortening the GPS data, and they forgot that. With Volkswagen Seat. Here are the geocoordinates after by time since December 2022 on Volkswagen with Seat and with Volkswagen from September 2023. These are the models that were Audi Q4, Q6, and Skoda Enyaq, Seat Born and Tuscan, VV Volkswagen ID 353567. Yeah. Let's have a look at the geocoordinates. So, as a start starting point, we have a lot of people who are affected, and we want to make sure that people are previous privacy isn't affected. So we So the we clustered them, and there's at least 5 different cars. Car clusters are normalized and randomized, and the identification of these in this what we're showing, the identification of individual cars is impossible. Let's have a look at the Volkswagen factory in Wolfsburg. The stripes are the the parking spots for the main employees. This is all of Wolfsburg. This is Hannover, all of Lower Saxony, Hamburg, Berlin, Cologne, Munich, London, Oslo, Stockholm, Amsterdam, Brussels, Copenhagen. If you have a look at Europe, this is the Europe map of Europe. 900 million data points. Yes, you can see where the affected cars are driving. Netherlands, German, Benelux, UK, Scandinavia. So what is in the data? Let's have a look at the shameless plug. I'm working on a card framework, so this is my this is being this is what I'm developing. It's sponsored by doing you can do a screenshot. You can have a look at the this is all obviously anonymized. But you can see how the car drove from BER to into town. We can't just show you the original data. Hacker ethics protect private data, and we're playing with the private sphere of 800,000 affected people. Privacy. And in front of court, you're not allowed to photograph. And I remembered that you're allowed to draw. And the CCC has a secret weapon called Stella, and Stella can show you. With Stella, we have done the entire show. We had a look at details, and she drew this. You can see the eyes through the eyes of Stella. So there's a private property if the car parks all the time, but it's over 2 years. It's about 700 points, but on the calendar you can see when it was parked and when not. At night, during the week, and on the weekend it was. In the meantime, it's at work between 8 and 5 p.m. And then the question is, where did they work? And you can see the route of the private person always like this. It's much more complex because people also go to work or see friends or stuff. It's quite complex, but this is the simplification. But we can see where the person is going shopping. You're going to shopping for during the week for lunch, and on the weekend you go to the big shop. And fun fact, we have had a look at a couple of cars of people in high positions that don't go to buy shopping grocery shopping during the week. And then the question is, if we found out that it's probably the wife of this person, and it's probably the question is, does the wife know where that the husband knows where she is? And maybe the wife doesn't know that, and maybe the husband is actually tracking her. So just as a reminder, where does the person go play tennis Thursday afternoon or even? Then you go to golf or tennis or golf or swimming. All sorts of things. Where does the person bring the kids to school? At points, we could de-anonymize the children. Local press. You can see that a kid with a certain name won a prize, and then you could see whether the mom picked it up and so on. And then you could say
Betroffenen haben.
Well, see what which person has which kids. Then you can have a look at the brothel and see who parks and where they work.
Das Artemis in Berlin.
Artemis in Berlin. The people rather stop there with the car, but you can see where the car taxi picked them up before. Let's have a look at the bank district of Frankfurt. There's a lot of points. You can also see where people have special access data. You can see where they go golfing, and then you go can go to friends, become friends with them. There's a lot of small and large companies, fleet management. We found Volkswagen board of executives people. Trade secrets. We found trade secrets. The smallest, the lowest battery temperature we found in Sweden. So two or three little cars in Sweden. We found the secret test lab in Sweden. It's the lowest battery temperature, and we found it. It's obviously a secret test lab by Volkswagen, and not disclosed. Who works in which editor's office? This is the offices of the ARD, the German Broadcasting System. I'm moderator, but here's also the. The secrets that journalists have to keep, you know, also lawyers and stuff, is all endangered because of this data. Embassies, who visits an embassy, governmental buildings in Europe, you can, with one, you can.
We found one office that, which has a car park that's secured by the police, and there is a car that parked there several times over a week, and we realized that it parks in a small spot somewhere outside, and it's a catering organization, a catering company. So I can tell you where the canapés that are going to be eaten by high-ranking officials are produced. Who works for the federal president in the Castle of Bellevue in Berlin? We found representatives all over the place. Who else likes to use cars? Oh, yeah, that's right. The Hamburg police has more than 30 police in these data. You can look at individual cars and find out when and where they move. And we thought we might want to enumerate all the domains of police departments in Europe that might use Volkswagen cars or vehicles that are registered to entities using .gov.uk emails. Who works for the military secret service? Yep, the military bases in Rammstein is also affected by this. Who works for the Federal Secret Service? This might be interesting to foreign secret services, for example, the Russians. Who works for the Interior Secret Service in Cologne? And it's really difficult to put this into words. I'll try. These past 50 years, we discussed that authorities mustn't collect too much data about the population, and now private companies are gathering too much data about the security, about secret services. And I don't understand how Volkswagen can think that it's a good idea to keep this amount of geodata or location data unencrypted in some geodatabases. Of course, we informed Volkswagen about this. We informed the secret services, as many as possible. And pretty much all of them were affected in some way. We deleted all the data. Dear legal department of the largest company in the European Union, so we can't answer any questions. We don't know we no longer know where the car is parked, but we used to know it. But if you have any questions, Volkswagen knows it. Is this going to have any legal ramifications for Volkswagen? Well, firstly, they probably violated their own terms of services by not truncating geodata. I also liked Article 9 of the GDPR, which prohibits storing political leanings or religious data, because all of this is in the data, right? There's information about sexual orientation or the sex life. So these location data apply touches on all of these areas. Article 32 of GDPR says that personal data must be encrypted. I of course sent a freedom of information request to the Federal Data Protection Officer, to the Data Protection Officer for the Federal State of Lower Saxony, and it turns out there isn't any freedom of information in Lower Saxony. But I think the European Union is probably going to be interested in this because it affects customers or people in the entire European Union. Volkswagen did a bad job. They forgot to disable actuator heat dump. They forgot to truncate geo coordinates, and after the responsible disclosure, we noticed that they forgot to disable one of the compromised passwords. So this makes it obvious that there's a structural problem within Volkswagen, and I'm worried if they collect location data for hundreds of thousands of cars. What we need is privacy by design, for example, encrypting all private data. If even secret agencies are in this data, then even Volkswagen does not want to have this data. Trust is good, but controls are better. We'd like to do these controls, but unfortunately that's threatened by 2 years in prison. As a journalist, I can tell you that there are stories we wanted to do and wanted to research on apps that might be insecure, but we were not allowed to do that research because this hacker paragraph threatens our work and threatens us. The only entity benefiting from this hacker paragraph is Volkswagen right now, because they can use it against IT security. Nobody can have anything against better privacy and data protection, not security agencies and not Volkswagen executives, because all of them.